3 months. Okay. In the past 3 months, the church has been speaking in various topics. And those are all maybe Christian ethics, related to Christian ethics, sensitive issues, or you know, some very current hot topics.
通常都是现今非常, 具有争议性的题目, 也对于基督徒来讲是, 可能跟伦理道德有关系。
So, you know, as a Christian, even though we belong to the heavenly kingdom,
虽然说我们基督徒是属于天国,
but we still need to live in this world. And Jesus, or you know, in the Bible, never asks us to stay away from this world, but to live in this world, to face all the challenges that everybody has to face.
耶稣在圣经里面呢，也从来没有教导我们要逃避这个世界，而是叫我们要活在这个世界里面，面对所有的挑战跟困难。
So that's why I think maybe that's the reason why Pastor Ricky picking all these topics, try to give a biblical perspective how we should be facing these kind of issues.
所以说，牧师选的这些题目，就是让我们可以知道，我们身为基督徒，怎么样在这个世界上面自处，还有跟别人相处。
So today we come to the last session of this special topics.
所以今天就是这一连串一系列的特别讲到题目的最后一个。
Oh, okay, you can see over here. So the topic is political correct versus conviction.
也就是政治正确与坚定信念。
So when you heard about the word politics, what are you going to think about?
你想到政治两字，你想到什么东西呢？
A lot of people say politics related to dirty, tricky, you know, all those kind of bad things.
可能会有人觉得说很肮脏, 有很多手段在里面。
Which is true, because today, no matter whether it's in the whole country politics or in the company politics, a lot of time we found that it's not that pleasant.
当然我们也可以看到，不管是在国家层面，或者是在公司里面小群一点里面，都有各种各样的这个政治的问题。
So I think many of us heard about the word political correct.
那我们都听过这样子的一个概念，就是政治正确。
So why it's not just correct, but it's called political correct?
为什么不就叫做正确？什么概念叫做政治正确？
So that means it may not be really correct, but it's just politically correct.
意思就是说呢，这个东西讲出来它不一定是正确的，只是在政治上来讲它是正确的。
The correctness may not be right.
所以在这说正确，并不代表一定是对的。
So today we are going to cover this topic from the biblical standpoint. How are we going to face those kind of situations?
所以我们今天从圣经的角度来看，我们怎么样面对这些问题。
So first of all, I think this guy, you, many of us know him. He may not know you, but you know him.
我们大家都认识这个人，虽然他不认识我们。
So President Obama,
is
our current president in America.
现在的美国总统。
He's been very well known to be always be a political correct.
他这个人呢，就是非常有名的，就是他总是讲话是政治正确的。
And he always tried to embrace different thoughts, embrace different people, try to put everybody together.
他的言谈之中呢，就非常具有包容性，不同族群的人，他都接受，他都接纳。
Yeah, put it positively, he's always bridging the gap.
如果是正面的，就是说好听一点，他总是希望把不同族群的间隔缩短一点。
Putting people together.
把人们当中距离缩短一点。
But during this process, a lot of time, he's just expanding the gray area.
但是呢，其实在他这样做的过程中，其实让这个灰色地带越来越大，
making things muddier，
让很多事情越来越混淆不清。
So sometimes we really don't know whether what is the real correct thing or the right thing to do.
那到后来，我们根本就不知道什么才是真正正确的。
So recently, I think you know there is one hot topic. Actually, back in 2008, as a candidate for the White House, Obama view as a Christian were that marriage was defined as between a man and a woman.
就是在2008年，那个时候他在选总统的时候，他曾经自称为他是基督徒，而且他认为，婚姻的定义就是按照圣经里面说是一男一女中间的关系。So
he make it public that he believed that marriage is between a man and a woman.
那个时候他说得很清楚，婚姻的定义是这样。However,
back in 2012, Obama endorsed same-sex marriage to fully embrace that level of civil rights for gays.
然后到了2012年的时候呢，他又赞同这个同性婚姻的合法化，而且还说应该要把这个所有的有关婚姻的特权都全部赋予他们。So
a couple months ago, on June 26th, Obama on same-sex marriage ruling, he said, "We have made our union a little more perfect."
然后就是在几个月前，在这个同性婚姻合法化通过的时候，他也讲过这样子的话，就是我们已经向完美更迈进了一步。
So perfect is perfect, how can be more perfect?
请问完美怎么可能更加完美呢?
So sometimes, you know, that is the muddy area. What is more perfect? If it is perfect, then it's perfect.
灰色地带了,完美的东西就是极致的,没有瑕疵的完美,怎么可能更加完美呢?
Truth always perfect. There is no more better truth or more perfect.
真理就是完美的,没有比真理更加真或更加对的东西。
You can see in a few years' time, it's been swinging between these two things from agreeing is between man and woman to, okay, now, you know, same-sex marriage should be embraced.
所以现在我们可以看到他的一个态度的改变,以前是这样讲,现在是这样讲。
Then on June 29th, Pastor Obama sang Amazing Grace at the eulogy for slain Charleston Church pastor Clementina Pinckney.
所以在6月底的时候, 在Charleston那边不是有一个黑人教会被射杀的事情,然后在那边呢,他在这个丧礼上面也唱了这个奇异恩典这首歌。
So even people call him, oh, Pastor Obama.
然后那个时候大家还觉得他是很有牧者的一个形象。
Why he sang that song?
奥巴马牧师。
Why he sang that song?
他为什么唱这首歌?
Because he was in a black church.
因为他在一个黑人的教会里面。
He was speaking to a black community.
他跟黑人的弟兄姐妹讲到。
And he was talking about forgiveness.
他讲到宽恕跟原谅,
and he sang Amazing Grace, how God forgives us.
然后就唱到, 奇异恩典, 讲的是神如何宽恕我们。
So it seems that, you know, his speech is really depend on who he's talking to.
所以看来他讲的话好像是取决于当时他的观众需要听什么。
So you heard about the word camouflage. Camouflage? Camouflage? Fraud.
Camouflage, okay.
Okay.
迷彩妆.
So, you know, a lot of times that you just blend into whatever environment you are in.
就是军人他们会穿着好像树叶的,在那树林里面,人家没有看到他,看不到他的那个。
So, that's why a lot of politicians always play this role.
很多的政治家他们就是这样子。
On the other hand, there is a man called Ben Carson.
还有另外一个人叫做Ben Carson.
I don't know how many of you heard about him.
有没有人听过他是谁?
Recently, maybe he's getting more and more in the Facebook or in the media. Because he's one of the president candidates running for the president, the next president. He's a very famous but retired neurosurgeon.
他是非常有名,但是现在已经退休的脑部神经外科的医生.
Also, he's a very, very strong Christian.
也是一个非常好的基督徒.
In an interview he was made in January this year,
今年1月他这样子说,
Ben said that ISIS, the ISIS terrorists, have strong conviction and are willing to die for their beliefs. We, at the same time, are in the process of giving away all of our beliefs for the sake of political correctness. And I'm saying that as a warning, we have to change that.
他讲过这样子的话,就是这些ISIS的恐怖分子,他们如此的坚信他们所做的是对的,他们愿意 把他们的命都牺牲,但是我们反过来看呢,却渐渐的在把我们的信念给丢去当中,而且为了要政治正确的原因,现在讲这个是一个警告,因为我们必须要改变这样的情况。
So then when the reporter asked him, so what are we going to lose, you know, if we are always be political correct?
所以就有记者问他说,如果我们总是政治正确的话,会失去什么呢?
Honesty. Honesty is the core value American are giving away because of political correctness. People are afraid to express what they actually believe.
所以他就说就是诚实。这个美国人非常重要的一个道德概念,我们现在已经逐渐的流失了,因为我们想要政治正确的原因,所以人们都很害怕不敢表达他们真正的想法。
That's very true. A lot of time when we try to be political correct, we are trying to hide up the fact that we really truly believe.
所以当我们跟人家讲话的时候,用政治正确的词句的时候,其实我们是在隐藏我们真正相信的是什么?
We are living in a democratic world, or this country.
我们住在一个民主的国家里面。
So a lot of time people say majority rules.
很多人说这个少数服从多数。
If many people say this is the right thing to do, let's do it.
就如果说很多人说这样是对的,那这就是对的。
A lot of time that becomes the basis of this political correctness.
这就成为政治正确的一个基础。
Especially if you're running for presidency, you need the vote, so you need to say something, you know, to get more people to support you.
尤其是你要选总统的话,你最需要的就是别人同意你,所以越多人同意的东西,你就讲他们想听的。
But is it really true? Is it really the right thing to do? If the majority agree to do that?
谁从主流是不是就是对的呢?
In Exodus chapter 32 was talking an incident.
在出埃及记三十二章里面有一个故事。
When Moses led the Israelites to the wilderness,
当摩西带以色列人到旷野的时候
，and Moses went up to the hill to receive the Ten Commandments from God.
摩西上了山去从神那边接受十诫。
He has been leaving for quite a while.
他去了一阵子没有回来。
So the Israelite people down there with Aaron and just say, "Hey, Moses is gone. We need to have a God to lead us."
以色列人在底下有点害怕了，然后他们跟亚伦在一起，就说：“哎，摩西不见了，我们需要另外一个神来带领我们。
”And those people pressed Aaron to make a golden calf.
那些人就给亚伦压力，就是说我们需要一个东西来拜，所以就做一个金牛犊。
And Aaron gave in to their request.
亚伦就听了他们的话。
Right at that moment, actually, God was talking to Moses, giving the Ten Commandments.
在以色列人在造金牛犊、拜金牛犊的时候，神正在把十诫给摩西。
The third commandment says you cannot build any idol, you cannot worship any idol.
然后第三诫刚好就是讲说不能够造任何的形象来拜他。
The majority asked for it, so Aaron gave in.
但是因为大部分的人想要这么做，所以亚伦就听了他们的话。
So this gives us some reminder that not necessary all people want to do something is the right thing to do.
所以我们可以看得到，并不是大家都想做的事情就是对的事情。
Human dominant or God's sovereignty?
是应该人治呢，还是神权呢？
So a lot of times these two things may not be coincide together in the history of human.
在我们人类历史中，很多时候可以看到这两个东西是不相合的。
So, but in the New Testament, Peter and the disciples have another kind of different experience.
但在新约里面呢，彼得跟其他的门徒他们有不同的一个经验。
Peter and the disciples after the resurrection of Jesus went out to preach about Jesus' resurrection.
在耶稣复活之后，彼得和他的门徒他们就出去外面传福音。
And but they were asked not to preach about Jesus' resurrection.
但是就有当局来告诉他们，叫他们不要传耶稣的福音。
They were even beaten up and threatened.Not to do that.
他们甚至被打，然后被警告说不许再这样做。
And Peter said something. Peter and John in answer said to them, "It is for you to say if it is right in the eyes of God to give attention to you more than to God."
然后彼得、约翰两人就说呢，听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。
And they were beaten up again and then put into jail.
他们又被打，然后被下在监里。
But the Lord let them out.And set them free, and then they continue to witness God's Jesus' resurrection.
但是神把他们从监狱里面神迹似的带出来，然后他们就继续传福音。
They were challenged again, and this time Peter said very clearly that we have to do the order of God, not of man.
然后他们再一次被挑战，然后彼得跟众使徒又回答说：顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
So Peter has been very, very strong at this time. It's the same Peter that who denied Jesus for three times.
这个彼得曾经三次不认主，但是现在他的态度非常坚定。
Why? Because his life has been changed.
为什么呢？因为他的生命已经得到了改变。
Because Jesus resurrected from the death.
因为耶稣从死里复活。
And he firmly believed that Jesus is the Lord.
他坚定地相信耶稣就是主。
So he can say in front of the people, saying that we should listen to God, not to man.
所以他也可以在人们面前，就是说我们顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
A lot of time, political correctness, that means we are doing things based on the situation.
很多时候，政治正确意思就是说我们看情况做事。
Situation ethics,
就是情况下的道德。
Sometimes we think that's the right thing to do, given that kind of situation.
也就是说，在这个情况下，我们这样做是对的。
Instead of going by the basic principle, which is the right thing to do in order to please God.
但是呢，却不是用真正的基本原则，就是讨神喜悦的原则。
In the Bible, there are different examples.
在圣经里面有不同的这些例子。
One of them is Saul.
其中就是扫罗的故事。
Saul was being appointed as or anointed as the king, as the first king of Israel.
扫罗被立为以色列的第一个王。
In the first year, he has to face a very important war with the Philistines.
在第一年当王第一年，他就必须带兵跟非利士人打仗。
At that time, the Israelite people only has 3,000 people.
在那个时候，以色列的军队只有3,000人。
But the Philistines has 30,000 chariots.
但是非利士人有3万的马车。
马兵, okay, and also 6,000 horsemen.
而且还有6,000个驾车的人。
And numerous soldiers.
还有很多很多的士兵。
So that's a very important war.
A role?
A war.
A war. 这个战争非常的重要。
So Paul, Saul, well, at that time, they have to make the offering to God.
那个时候呢，他们出兵打仗之前必须要献祭给神。
And who supposed to be doing that?
这个工作是谁应该做的呢？
Should be Samuel.
应该是先知撒母耳。
Because he is the prophet.
因为他是神所高立的先知。
And but Samuel promised to be there.
撒母耳跟扫罗约好他要去那里。
But Samuel was late.
但是撒母耳迟到了。
For 7 days.
迟到7天。
And then when the people, the Israelite people, start to leave.
然后那个时候军心开始涣散了，人都有点想跑了。
So Saul saw the situation that he said, "Okay, let me offer, let me burn the offering to God."
所以扫罗这个时候就想说，那他来做献祭的工作好了。
So from the situation seems that nothing too much wrong that Saul did.
你看这样，扫罗这个也是看情况做事，应该不是什么大错才对。
At least he still burned the offering to God.
至少他也是向神献祭。
And also Samuel was late.
而且呢，撒母耳不对在先，因为他迟到。
And the situation became worse.
结果情况越变越糟。
So that's why he took up that job to make the offering.
为了避免军心涣散，所以他就做了这件事情。
Right after that, Samuel came.
才刚献祭完，撒母耳就来了。
And what Samuel said to him?
撒母耳说什么呢？
But now your authority will not go on. The Lord searching for a man who is pleasing to him in every way has given him the place of ruler over this people.Because you have not done what the Lord gave you orders to do.
撒母耳说，现在你的王位必不长久，耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。
So over here we see that the key thing is what? Is to do what the Lord ordered you to do.
所以我们看到在这边的重点是要做耶和华所吩咐你的。
Not based on the situation.
不是看情况来做。
So this is something that a lot of time facing as a Christian too.
所以我们作为基督徒，很多时候我们需要面对这样的问题。
Because a lot of time when we see the situation, well, if I really act out as a Christian, well, should I do this or maybe at this time I would just make the decision based on the situation.
有时候我们会想说，面对一个情况的时候，我应该用我基督徒的信念来反应呢，还是我们就看这个情况，然后就从善如流呢？
We see the situation here that because of that, Saul was abandoned by God.
我们这边看到扫罗因为根据情况来做出一个决定，所以呢他就被神抛弃了。
It's very very serious ending.
这个结果非常的可怕。
In contrary, David.
那反面呢就是大卫的例子。
David is a person that in the Bible being named as going after God's heart.
在圣经里面说大卫是符合神心意的。
Actually, both Saul and David make mistakes in their life.
那其实呢，扫罗跟大卫两个这两个王呢，都犯了他们的人生里面都犯了很大的错误。
A lot of people think that David even commit, you know, more serious sin than Saul.
很多人会认为大卫犯的罪比扫罗犯的罪严重多了。
He commit adultery. He commit murder.
他犯了奸淫，也犯了谋杀。
But why he still call? The man after God's heart.
但是为什么圣经里面还说他是符合神心意的人呢？
Because in his heart there is something different.
因为在他的心里面有一个不一样的东西。
There was a situation we all know that you know David, when Saul was the king, David was just a little boy.
在扫罗当王的时候，大卫只是个小孩子。
And Samuel was asked by God to anoint him as the next king.
撒母耳已经得到神的命令，要去高大卫做下一个王。
And somehow Saul also invited David to his palace and become the musician.
巧的是那时候扫罗也请大卫到他的皇宫里面来做一个乐师乐手。
And Saul saw that and know very clear that this God's spirit is with him.
然后扫罗自己看到了有神的灵跟大卫同在。
So at first they are very, you know, they live out happily together.
那本来他们的这个君臣关系非常好。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
When David went out and then won the war against that big giant Goliath.
那有一次就是因为以色列人又是跟非利士人打仗的时候， 大卫去赢了那个打仗，赢了那个战争，而且他打败了一个巨人。
And all the people yell out, say, you know, Saul, King Saul killed thousands, but David killed tens of thousands.
所以大卫就很得民心，群众全部都说啊，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Because of that, King Saul was very jealous.
因为这样，所以扫罗非常嫉妒。
And he also know that God has abandoned him, so he think David may be the one that going after.
他也知道，因为撒母耳跟他说神已经不要他做王了，所以他就觉得说大卫对他是一个很大的威胁。
So that's the reason why Saul going after David's life.
所以呢，扫罗就开始追杀大卫。
And David has to run away.
大卫开始逃亡。
And he has to hide himself away.
他也开始躲避。
And he has been living and wandering in the wilderness.
所以他就在旷野里面到处东躲西藏。
And very bad life, you know, at that time, and even many people, those outcast people going after him.
所以那个时候他真的是过得好像过街老鼠一样，还有很多人在追杀他。
One day when Saul was going after David's life,
有一天扫罗又在追杀大卫。
Saul went into a cave.
扫罗进到一个洞穴里面。
Just so happened, David and his people was inside the cave.
很巧的是，大卫跟他的人也在那个洞穴里面。
So David's, you know, followers just say, "Hey, this is a time that you should just kill him."
所以大卫的底下的人就说：“哎，机会难得，我们现在赶快把扫罗杀了。”
God gave his life to you.
是神把扫罗送到你手中。
You should just kill him, then you become the king.
赶快现在把他杀了，你就成王了。
You don't have to run away again anymore.
不需要这样子继续躲藏。
So if you are David, what do you think?
如果你是大卫，你怎么做呢
？Hallelujah, thank God.
会不会说啊，感谢神，赶快把扫罗杀了
？No. What David did was.And David said to his men, "Before the Lord, never let it be said that my hands was lifted up against my Lord, the man of the Lord's selection, for the Lord's holy oil has been put on him."
大卫对跟随他的人说：“我的主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。”
So what David did was just cut a small piece of his clothes.
所以大卫呢，竟然有办法神不知鬼不觉从他的衣服上面割了一小块下来，但是没有伤害到扫罗。
So after that, he called Saul back and say, "You know, I have chance to kill you, but I didn't. So please, don't go after my life."
所以后来有机会，他在跟扫罗讲到话的时候说：“你看，这是你衣服上的布，我曾经有机会杀你，但是我没有，所以请你饶了我。”
Saul regret and say, "Okay, no more. I will not go after you."
扫罗就觉得非常的羞愧，然后答应大卫不会再追杀他。
But not too long, Saul go after him again.
但是呢，没有多久了之后呢，他就食言而肥，他就继续追杀大卫。
And one day when Saul was sitting in the camp,
有一天
he was sleeping.
有一天扫罗在睡觉的时候。
And David and his people can go all the way to the tent that Saul slept.
大卫跟他的人已经把他的侍卫都已经打退了，已经到了扫罗的帐。
Well, actually, it's not really.打退 okay. Actually, in the Bible, say God make all the people slept deeply.
圣经里面说呢，让神让所有扫罗的侍卫都睡着了。
So no one recognized that David was coming, was going all the way next to Saul.
所以都没有人注意到大卫跟他的人已经到了扫罗的帐篷前面了。
And David's follower also told him that, see, this is the second time that God gave him.Gave his life to you on to your hand.
那大卫的人又说了，你看这是第二次了，神把他的性命交到你手中。
You should just kill him.
应该现在杀了他。
David hold the same value and say no, because he is the anointed one from God.
但是大卫又讲了一样的话，他说不，他是神的受膏者，我不能伤害他。
So he just took his spear and his clothes and then walked out.
所以拿了扫罗的剑跟他的衣服就走了。
What make David make this kind of decision?
大卫为什么这样做呢？
Because one very important thing.
因为非常重要的一件事。
It's his conviction.
这是他的信念。
It's his conviction, believing that this guy was anointed by God, I cannot touch him.
他的信念就是这个王是神所高立的，我不能够害他。
Even though he's against me, he's threatening my life.
这个王是要追杀我。
So the conviction rule over the situation.
所以他的信念是高过于情况。
For political correctness, sometimes we will do things, do things based on the situation.
因为政治正确的原因，有时候大家喜欢按照情况来做事。
But in this particular case, David has the heart, a God-fearing heart.
但是呢，大卫他是有敬畏神的心。
Because of God, not because of Saul.
是因为神是神，而不是因为扫罗是做什么样的事情。
So, what is conviction?
所以那么信念是什么呢？
Conviction is a firmly held belief or opinion, position or stance.
就是根深蒂固的一个信念或观点或立场。
Conviction is not just saying something or acting, but something deeply rooted in one's value system.
不是你一时说出来的话或做出来的事，而是在你的心深处非常坚信的一件事情。
A lot of times we may not be able to realize what kind of conviction we have inside.
可能很多时候我们并不清楚我们心里面有什么样的信念。
But when it comes to some very important decision.
但是当我们要做一个非常重要的决定的时候
or when someone prompt for your reaction,
或者是有人要知道你的立场的时候
something that deep inside is going to determine on our decision.
在我们心里面很深的信念就会决定我们要讲什么话。
As a Christian, conviction usually related to our knowledge and experience of God in our life.
作为基督徒呢，很多时候我们的信念是来自于我们对神的认识。
It's very important for us to always look back and count the blessings that we get from God.
我们必须要常常回头来数算神的恩典。
So that becomes the experience that we have in God.
那就成了我们在神前面的经验。
And also based on that, we can refresh our faith in our Lord to look forward.
这样我们就可以常常灵里在神得着更新，继续往前。
That should become the foundation of our conviction.
这就是我们信念的基础。
So we have contrast these two characters.
所以我们把这两个事情，这两件事情来比较一下。
So both of them were anointed by God.
扫罗跟大卫都是被神膏的。
Both of them make mistakes.
他们两个都有犯错。
But at the end, they end up with totally different judgment from God.
但到最后呢，他们从神那边得到完全不同的审判。
So we can see the major difference is the difference in their conviction.
我们看到最大的差别就在于他们的信念不同。
Saul didn't honor and seek God's will and follow His order.
扫罗并没有想要荣耀神或者是跟随神的旨意。
Whereas David act with a God fearing heart.
但是大卫却有敬畏神的心。
Even though he may have the ability to do something political correct.
虽然他有能力去做这个政治正确的事情。
So it seems the word political correctness refer to the ways how we act according to the situation.
所以看来政治正确这件事情就是取决于我们怎么样。看情况的时候怎么样来做事。
But the word conviction refers to the motive or drive behind those acts.
但是信念指的却是我们行事背后的那个动机。
If we don't have a strong conviction inside,
如果我们里面没有很强的信念的话，
a lot of time we will just go with the flow.
我们当然就是可能随波逐流。
For the one with conviction, sometimes may go against the situation or even other people.
因为我们心里的信念有时候是跟情况相反的，或者是跟我们身边的人相反的。
So maybe we can put this definition. Political correctness is to please people, both self or others.
所以我们可以这样子来定义哈，政治正确呢的目的是为了要取悦自己或别人。
But conviction is the firm belief is to please God.
但信念是坚定的价值取向，是为了要取悦上帝。
Sounds like a lot of times these two things may conflict.
那听起来好像这两件事情有时候会有冲突。
But there are good examples in the Bible telling us that they can go together.
但是圣经里面却有例子告诉我们这两件事情是可以并存的。
That means on one hand, we hold on to our conviction to honor God.
就是一方面我们坚守我们在神面前的信念。
And on the other hand, we can also please other people.
但是另外一方面我们可以不得罪人。
So today we are going to look at one example.
我们来看一个例子。
It's the story of Daniel.
就是但以理的例子。
Story of Daniel begins with a very sad situation.
但以理的故事一开头是非常悲哀的。
In the third year of the rule of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem, shutting it in with his forces. And the Lord gave into his hand Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with some of the vessels of the house of God. And he took them away into the land of Shinar,to the house of his God, and he put the vessels into the storehouse of his God.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几分交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。
This is the first time Judah was defeated by Babylonians after years of war in that region.
那个时候是巴比伦第一次打败了犹大，很多年的战争以后。
Not just being defeated, the enemy even went into the holy temple and took away all the vessels and put into their God's house.
所以不只是打败而已，他们甚至攻下了圣城耶路撒冷，进到圣殿里面，然后把圣殿里面的一些器具都拿走，然后放到他们的神的那个殿里面。
So that means at that time people would think that the God of Babylonian defeated the God of Judah.
所以呢，当时人可能觉得说，巴比伦的神打败了以色列的神，
so,
犹大的神。
So the king of Gaza was trying to, you know, pick some of the top talent from the captives.
所以那个时候巴比伦的王呢，就想要从这些俘虏当中选一些有才华的人出来。
And those are young, good-looking, smart, and talented people.
选一些又年轻、长得又英俊、又有才华的人。
And then put them together, and then educate them, brainwash them, the Babylonian culture, Babylonian religion, and the way of doing things.
然后要给他们洗脑，要教导他们巴比伦的文化、巴比伦的做事方式。
So think about that. If you are one of them being selected into the palace.
那你想想看，假定你是这个被王选中要进到皇宫去做事的人。
You may think this is the best of the worst.
你可能觉得说啊，反正现在做王国奴了，这已经是最好情况了。
So you get in, you get the top education.
所以你可以得到最好的教育。
And you even can share the table of the kings.
甚至可以跟王同席吃饭。
And you are the elite group of people.
真的是等于是精英当中的。
And in the very future, in the future, if you are successful, you may be able to be the senior official.
以后如果这个官途顺利的话，可能会做到很大的官也不一定。
And remember, these are all young people.
那你要记得，这些都是年轻人。
They don't have much legacy.
他们没有记得太多他们的祖先的事情。
So these people are the most teachable and educatable.
所以他们就是很容易可以被教导的。
And Daniel and his three friends among them.
那时候就有一个年轻人但以理跟他三个朋友都被选上。
And they even given new names.
甚至给他们取了新的名字。
What does that mean? That means that they should forget about their identity.
给他们取名字就让他们忘记他们以前是谁。
They should start from scratch and receive all the new education and new environment, brand into the new environment.
一切从头开始，试着要融入新的环境当中。
However, Daniel and his three friends make a very important decision.
但是但以理跟他三个朋友做了一个非常重要的决定。
Daniel had come to the decision that he would not make himself unclean with the king's food or wine, so he made a request to the captain of the unsexed servant that he might not make himself unclean.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Because at that time, in most situations that they would offer.They would offer the food to the king of Babylonia before they give them to eat.
因为在王宫里面的这些食物，很多时候是先献祭给了偶像，然后才拿来给他们吃。
That's why Daniel say it's unclean.
所以但以理说这个是不洁净的。
Definitely, the food is fabulous. It's very good food. Okay, very, you know, it's the top because it's sharing the king's table.
当然，这个是王膳，所以它其实非常好的食物。
So that unclean is not because the food is unclean, but it's because it has been offered to the idol.
所以说的不洁净不是在说食物里面有什么脏东西，而是在说已经拿去祭拜过偶像了。
So is it an easy decision to make?
这是一个简单的决定吗？
Obviously not. Because everybody has been taking that.
因为大家都在吃这样子的食物。
But Daniel and his three friends have this conviction in their heart that they don't want to do it.
但是但以理跟他三个朋友在心里面有这样的信念，就是他们不愿意这样做。
Interestingly, the following verse saying that now God had brought Daniel into the favor and tender love with the official and kind feelings and pity for Daniel.
然后没想到他们做了这样的决定之后呢，神就使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩，会受怜悯。
So what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
That means that Daniel and his three friends has been doing a very good job.
这表示但以理跟他的朋友，他们的工作是做得很好的。
They have been studying hard. They have been doing all the right things.
他们读书也很认真，所做的事情都是对的。
So the senior official really liked them.
所以这个太监长就非常喜欢他们。
So that's why the senior official really respect them and say, "Oh, I understand. I understand. This is your problem."
所以这个太监长也是非常的尊敬他们，就说、是、哦，了解你们的难处在哪里。
And appreciate their boldness to voice it out.
也非常感谢他们竟然有这样子的勇气去讲出他们心里的话。
But then the senior officer has a problem.
但是太监长也很为难。
problem is, and the senior official said to Daniel, I'm in fear of my lord the king, who has given orders about your food and your drink. What if he sees you looking less happy than the other young men of your generation? Then you would have put my head in danger from the king.
太监长在战营里说，我惧怕我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食，倘若他见你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦，怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。
So to Daniel and his three friends, it's not just their life, but this senior official's life.
所以对战营里跟他的朋友们来说，不只是他们的性命 有危险，连这个太监长也是有危险的。
So they can continue to say, no, 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 we are not going to take it, and we are going on hunger strike.
所以他们呢，当然可以继续坚持己见，就说不，我们就是不吃，那我们绝食好了。
But no, it's very difficult because this guy is very, you know, kind to them, and how can I put his life in danger?
那当然，他们没有办法这样做，因为这个太监长对他们非常的好，他们不能够这样害他。
So Daniel and his three friends make a proposal.
所以呢，他们就提这样另外一个建议。
Put your servants to the test for 10 days.Let them give us grain for our food and water for our drink. Then take a look at our faces and the faces of the young men who have food from the king's table. And having seen that, do to your servants as this seems right to you.
所以丹以理跟他的朋友就跟太监长说，求你试试仆人们10天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌，给用王膳的那些少年的面貌，和用王膳少年的面貌，就照你所看的待仆人吧。
So this response is a very politically right response.
这个是非常政治正确的一个回答。
Because he didn't just say no, he said, okay, let's go through this test.
他很有技巧，他不只是说不而已，他是说好，这样我们先试试看。
He understands the concern of that senior official.
他了解别人的立场。
But by saying this, what is his underlying meaning?
但是他这样讲的意思是什么呢？
Well, obviously, this is not logical. You know, those guys having those kind of good food should look better.
因为这样子的话，结果很不合逻辑啊！因为他们吃的食物比较好，他们当然应该要长得比较健壮才对。
So this proposal definitely based on one very important thing.
所以这个提议呢，并不是建立于逻辑上面的。
It's very, they are based on very important thing is their faith in their Lord.
而是建立于他们对神的信心。
They believe that if they hold on to the conviction,
他们相信如果他们坚守他们的信念
，the Lord is going to intervene and.Make a miracle.
神会自然的就是介入，然后行神迹。
So what happened after 10 days?
十天之后怎么样呢
？And at the end of 10 days, their faces seemed fairer, and they were fatter in flesh than all the young men who had their food from the king's table.
过了十天，见他们的面貌比用王膳的一切少年人更加俊美肥胖。
So obviously, the officer was very pleased.And with the result, and let them continue not eating the food from the king's table.
所以这个太监长就非常的开心，就让他们可以不吃王膳。
So in this incident, we can see that Daniel and his three friends not just to keep up and live up with their conviction.
我们可以看见但以理跟他的朋友们不只是活出他们的心里的信念
，but also to witness the power and miracle of God in front of that officer.
而且还在太监长面前见证了神的能力。
So that means if we keep our conviction and insist to please God in our action,
也就是如果我们决定要以讨神喜悦为第一优先
doesn't mean that we always have to be upset our relationship with others.
并不代表我们就一定要就是对别人是很不体贴的
Instead, we may also be able to testify the Almighty God in front of other people.
我们也可以在别人的朋友的面前，在我们这些关系当中见证到神的荣耀。
So we just talk about all this example in the Bible.
我们刚刚讲了圣经里面的很多例子。
We can understand what's the most important ground of our decision.
我们的决定是应该建立在什么样基础上面
？We have to have a strong conviction to live out our faith in God.
我们必须要在神面前有坚定的信念。
And then our mind to focus on pleasing God in whatever we do.
把我们的心思呢就想到说怎么样的来取悦神。
Set that as the ultimate goal in our life.
把这个事情当作我们生命当中第一个目标
，and to uplift, to trust that God is in control in all the situation.
然后相信神在一切的情况里面都是掌权的。
Nothing can be compromised with such conviction.
没有什么事情可以来妥协这样子的信念。
We can know all those Bible principles from all the godly principles from the Bible.
圣经上我们读到很多神给我们的一些原则。
Of course. it's not all the time that you know we can please everybody.
当然，我们不是什么时候都可以让所有人开心。
You know, if you read the story of Daniel, you will know that in the following chapters, his three friends face a very important challenge.
如果你继续读但以理的故事的话，你就会知道下一章他那三个朋友就面对了非常困难的一个挑战。
They were asked to bow to worship the idol.
他们尼布甲尼撒王让他们向一个偶像的像下拜。
And they insist not to do that.
不是偶像像，应该是他自己的像，但是他们决定不这么做。
And the king said, "If you don't do it, you'll be thrown into the furnace."
王就说：“如果你不向这个金像下拜的话，你们就被丢到火炉里面。
”So what's their response?
所以他们的回应是什么呢
？They stand firm in their conviction and say, "Doesn't matter. You throw us there."
他们坚持他们的信念，他们说：“哦，那就把我们丢到火炉里吧。
”So they say.You know, we believe that God can deliver us from your hand.
他们说我们相信神可以将我们从你手中拯救出来。
But even not, we still would not worship your idol.
但是呢，就算神不拯救我们，我们还是不会敬拜你的偶像。
And obviously, they were really thrown into the furnace.
那他们就是真的被丢到火炉里面。
But they experienced another miracle that God set them free.
他们经历到另外一个神迹，就是神拯救他们。
And they came out without anything, without any burns in on them.
他们竟然完全没有烧伤。
So that's why, you know, sometimes we do have to prepare how to face such kind of challenge.
有时候我们必须要准备好怎么样面对这些挑战。
In 1 Timothy, it says that yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
提摩太前书三章说，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Because we know that, you know, to be politically correct is easy to do.
因为我们知道做正确政治正确的事情是比较容易。
It's easy to hide your value, or you don't say something against other people.
你可以把你的价值观隐藏起来，然后不对别人说。
It's an easy way out. You don't want to conflict with other people.
不想跟别人起冲突，所以就捡这个简单的方式走。
But as a Christian, we need to be the light and salt of this world.
但是作为基督徒，我们是这个世界上的盐跟光。
And we have to stand on our belief and make known to others.
我们也要坚守我们的立场，并且让别人知道我们的立场是什么。
However, our objective is not for the sake of rebellious or argument.
但是呢，我们坚守自己的立场，并不是为了要跟别人争辩。
We can still find the way, the best way to present our view.
我们还是可以用最好的方式来表示我们的立场。
We have to find ways to show our faith and let God be glorified from what we do.
我们可以找到比较适当的方式来表示我们自己的信仰，把荣耀归给神。
Instead of just letting people feel that we are just a whole bunch of stubborn people or religious fanatics.
而不是毫无技巧的就让别人觉得这群人就是宗教狂热分子，然后非常的固执。
So.That's why Jesus said to his disciple, "See, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Be then as wise as snakes and as gentle as doves."
所以耶稣跟他的门徒说，我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
Gentleness is referring to their nature.
驯良就是指到这个他们的个性。
It's something inside, some value or something inside that they're holding on.
是在他们里面。他们坚守的一个东西。
On the other hand, wisdom is referring to the way how we handle things, how we treat other people.
但是智慧或灵巧就讲到我们怎么样处理事情，怎么样跟别人说话。
We may have to face challenge if we live out our faith.
也许我们如果要把我们的信仰活出来，是要面对一些挑战。
But a lot of time, we know how to respond to those.
但有时候很多时候我们知道要怎么样面对这些。
As Peter reminds us that, but you are happy if you undergo pain because of the righteousness, have no part in their fear, and do not be troubled, but give honor to God, to Christ, in your hearts as your Lord, and be ready at any time when you were questioned about the hope which is in you, to give an answer in the fear of the Lord and without pride.
彼得前书三章那边说，你们就是为义受苦也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
So as a Christian, we need to honor God.
所以我们作为基督徒要将荣耀归给神。
Doesn't mean that we always need to argue with other people.
并不代表这就是常常去跟别人争辩。
Here it says that so long as if our heart have to honor Christ,
这边的意思就是说，我们的心里面 要尊主基督为圣。
And fear of the Lord.
对神敬畏。
And response to other people without pride.
然后回答别人的时候用温柔敬畏的心。
Paul also in Colossians also remind us that let your talk to be with grace mixed with salt, so that you may be able to give an answer to everyone.
在哥罗西书四章也说，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
So this is the way how we should handle with other people.
所以这就是我们应该要怎么样来跟别人相处。
Honoring God should be the foundation of our act.
荣耀神或尊敬神应该是我们行事为人的基础。
Because in 1 Samuel, it is remind us that for the Lord's will is not man's. Man take looks of the outer form, but the Lord sees the heart.
因为在撒母耳记上说，耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
Therefore, it's very important for us to examine our heart to make sure that we have the conviction to fear God and honor God.
所以我们要检查自己的内心是不是有荣耀神、敬畏神的的信念。
This is very important because also Samuel also remind us that. But now the Lord says, this is how Samuel talking to Saul. The Lord says, let it not be so.I will give honor to those by whom I am honored, and those who have no respect for me will be of small value in my eyes. Yeah, 撒母耳对这个扫罗。
所以撒母耳对扫罗这样说：现在我却说，绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的，我必看重他；藐视我的，他必被轻视。
So it's important that we have the honor God and also God's fearing heart.
所以我们必须要荣耀神，而且是要有敬畏神的心在里面。
However.To live with others, Roman also reminds us that, Paul also reminds us that, as far as it is possible for you to be at peace with all men.
但是呢，在跟别人相处的时候，保罗给我们这样的建议说，若是能行，总要建立与众人和睦。
Is it possible?
有可能吗？
Yes.
当然有可能。
Jesus in his upbringing is a good example.
耶稣成长过程中他就有这样一个例子。
Because the Bible says Jesus was increasing in wisdom.And in years, and in grace before man, God and man.
圣经里面说，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
So not just God like him, man also like him.
不只是神喜欢他，人也喜欢他。
In Jesus' life, he has been facing a lot of challenge.
耶稣一生面对过很多的困难。
At one time, he was facing a very, very difficult challenge.
有一次他面对一个很重要的、坚决的困难。
And you can say that is a political deadlock.
可以说是一个政治上的
deadlock is a
就怎么做都不行
yeah so there was a time when people caught a woman was in adultery
就是呢曾经这些犹太人他们抓到了一个行淫的妇人
they brought this woman to Jesus
他们把这个女人带到耶稣面前
and they all asked Jesus one simple question
他们问耶稣一个问题
should we stone her?
我们是不是应该把他用石头打死？
所以 you say why stone her to death?
为什么呢
？Because at that time, you know, for the Israelites, they have the Moses law saying that whoever committed in adultery, you should stone her to death.
因为摩西的律法说，行淫的就必用石头打死。
But at that time, they are under the ruling of Roman.
但是那个时候他们是在罗马人的统治之下。
So under the Romans law, you cannot just stone, you know, just stone people to death.
所以虽然他们有他们自己宗教的信仰，但是呢，因为政府的关系，罗马政府的关系，他们也不能随随便便就把人打死，这是私刑。
So if Jesus say stone her to death, then he's violating the Roman government law.
所以如果耶稣就说好啊，那就把他打死吧，他就违反了罗马政府的律法。
So they can go to the Roman government and say, hey, you know, this guy, you know, doing something violating the Roman's law.
他们可以抓住他的把柄去跟政府官员说，耶稣做了违法的事情。
But if he say no, we cannot stone him, stone her, he's violating Moses' law.
但如果他说好，我们放他走，不打死他的话，他就违反摩西的律法。
Then, you know.Why other people is going to listen to Jesus talk about the Bible? No.
那谁还会想要听耶稣教圣经呢
？So this definitely is a political deadlock.
所以这个真的是一个矛盾的情况。
No matter what he say, he's going to be in trouble. He's going to be trapped.
不管他怎么说，他都会遇到困难的，他都会被抓住把柄。
So what did Jesus do?
所以他怎么做呢
？He was writing on the ground.
他先是蹲下来在沙地上面写字。
And then a lot of people pressing him, stone or no stone.
然后旁边就有一些人在那边催促他赶快表态，到底是要石头打死他。
Finally, Jesus just say one sentence.
到最后，耶稣就讲了一句话。
Whoever haven't sinned can pick up the first stone, the stone on this woman.
你们当中谁没有犯罪的，就可以拿起石头先打他。
What a word!
实在是非常有智慧的话。
Because of that, everybody was walking away.
因为这样子，所有人都把石头放下就走了。
So.Jesus was turning from judging others to self-condemnation.
耶稣让他们从审判别人到自我反省。
Just one sentence to turn the whole situation around.
只是一句话就把整个情况转过来了。
Not just say focus on Jesus' answer, but turning to everybody and say, "Have you seen?"
也不只是把焦点放在耶稣的回答上，而是让所有人都去自省，你是不是有犯罪？
So we can see.This response really turned the situation totally around.
所以我们看到耶稣的回答把这个情况整个翻转过来。
So today we are living in a world with challenging value, with changing value, and even the legal system has been changing every day.
我们今天的世界真的是一直不断的在改变，就算是我们的法律也不断在改变。
Something used to be very wrong, but now it can be right.
以前错的事情现在可以是对的。
Something used to be very right.But now it can be wrong.
以前是非常对的事情，现在反而是错的。
If you are a serious Christian, you would definitely be able to be facing a lot of this tough issue in your life.
如果你是一个真正的serious Christian,
认真的
基督徒，那你一定人生当中常常要遇到这些矛盾的情况。
If you don't feel it,
如果你觉得没有什么让你头痛的事情
，maybe you are not serious enough.
可能你在神面前还不够坚定。
So, they may wonder, where can we find such wisdom to handle this situation?
所以我们可能会想说，我们从哪里得到像耶稣这样子的智慧来解决这些问题呢？
So Jesus showed his wisdom to turn the whole situation around.
耶稣这么有智慧，把整个情况翻转过来。
Thank God that Jesus told his disciple 2,000 years ago.
耶稣曾经跟他的门徒这样讲过。
And give them a promise in Matthew chapter 10. But when you are given up into their hands, do not be troubled.About what to say or how to say it, for in that hour, what you are to say will be given to you, because it is not you who say the words, but the Spirit of God, your Father in you.
耶稣跟他的门徒说：“你们被教的时候，不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话。到那时候，必赐给你们当说的话，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。”
So we just have to hold tight to God's promise.
所以我们只是需要紧紧抓住神的应许。
Build up a strong conviction in and faith in our Lord.
在我们心里面建立一个坚定的信念。
And submit yourself to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
然后把自己交给圣灵的带领。
Over here, Jesus promises that the God's Spirit is going to be with us.
在这里，耶稣给我们的应许就是神的灵会与我们同在。
We will surely experience the heavenly wisdom in handling those situations.
我们一定可以在经过这些情况的时候得到属天的智慧。
As we are getting to the presidential election campaign,
我们已经快要接近总统的选举了。
I'm following closely to one particular candidate.
我是特别注意其中一个候选人。
The one that I just mentioned.
就是我刚刚说的这个。
He's a well-known, strong Christian and also is a talented physician.
他是一个很好的基督徒，也是一个很有才华的医生。
And he has always been confronted and challenged by many reporters and other candidates about his value and belief.
然后他常常被记者问他的信仰的事。
Pray for God's presence in his life, and may whatever he say and do in public.Be a good witness and testimony of God.
所以我们也为他祷告，希望他无论说什么都可以为神做好的见证。
For us, we are not in that kind of situation.
那我们当然不是这些总统候选人。
But in our everyday, we have to make our decision.
但是每一天我们都要做自己的决定。
Or when we are being challenged, our Christian value, how are we going to reply?
我们的基督徒的价值观可能也会受到挑战，我们要怎么样回答？
We hope that we can keep our faith.And also the God-fearing heart and honoring God's heart inside.
我们希望我们可以把敬畏神的心放在我们里面。
So that we can always draw the wisdom from above.
我们可以从属天里面得到智慧。
And we can live a life glorifying God in whatever we do.
我们可以活出一个敬畏神的生活。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
我们的主，我们感谢你。主啊，你叫我们活在这个年代，我们可能有面对很多不同的挑战。我们在这个黑暗的时代里边，要做你光明的儿女是不容易的。但是感谢你，主啊，今天不是凭我们自己，我们可以去面对，那是神已经应许过，只要我们心里边敬畏你，只要我们心里边愿意遵从你，主啊，你的圣灵就随着我们，教导我们在每一个的决定、每一个的回应上边，我们应该当说的话。要我们不是凭着这个环境，不是凭着其他人讨人喜悦的话，乃是我们可以有一个敬畏你的心，从心里边来向你汲取这个机会，叫我们在众人面前可以说出荣耀你名的话，叫我们做的决定是按照你的心意，不是按照我们自己的意思。主啊，我们仰望你，教导我们怎么在这个世上做盐做光，影响周围的人，给我们有这个信心，给我们有这个坚定不移的信念，叫我们每一天在生活里边可以荣耀你的名。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。